Hello, church. Thank you for once again tuning into our weekly podcast. This year, as a church, we are really focusing on the great commandment to love God and to love all people. At times, we may find this command to be especially trying, even when dealing with our friends, our family, and even our spouses. As we reflect on Pastor Steve's sermon from this last Sunday, I will focus on Ephesians 5, 25, and 28. Verse 25 states, "Husband, love your wives as Christ loved the church." And verse 28 tells us that in the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. So this year, as we love God and we love all people, we need to make sure that our spouses are included. As I look at these two verses, I ask myself two questions. First, how does Christ love the church? And second, how do I love myself? Let's take a look at the first question and explore Christ's love for the church. First of all, Colossians 1:16 tells us that all things were created by Christ, through Christ, and for Christ. Jesus is God, but he gave up his throne in heaven to come live as a man, to live like me or like you. During his life, he dealt with the same principles we did, such as temptations. Then, as a man, he chose to live a life of service. Here he is, creator of the universe, choosing to serve others. He himself told us that he came to serve and not to be served. Then, he even sacrificed his life, even while we were yet sinners. He chose to be beaten, whipped, and crucified so that we might have life. Christ's love, therefore, is a sacrificial love, a love that serves others. A love that serves and sacrifices even when we didn't deserve it. Now let's look at our love for ourselves. Now, I'm not talking about a narcissistic type of love, but more of a selfish or self-centered love that we can all fall victim to. What many people might not know about me is that left to my own devices, I would probably eat Mexican food for every meal. Now Kristen, she does not have the same desire. I also, given a choice when watching movies, would typically watch an action or adventure movie, maybe a superhero movie. Now, Kristen, she prefers a nice little romance film. We all have these little preferences and desires that shape who we are and what choices we make. When it comes to our weekly date night, I would be tempted to get some beef fajita tacos and watch the latest Marvel movie. Guess what? That is not Kristen's idea of a perfect date night. When we love ourselves, we take care of our needs, our wants, and our desires. But if we elevate our spouse's needs, wants, and desires to the same level, or even to a higher level than our own, we might have to sacrifice our own preferences and our own desires in order to please our spouse. Now, I am speaking of movies or food, yet this same principle can be applied to many aspects of our married life. Like, how will we spend our weekend, or how will we spend our money? Maybe, whose family will we spend Christmas with, or many other choices that we make every day. If we love our spouse as much as we love ourselves, their wishes and desire will have an equal weight to our own. So this means we must go from being selfish to selfless. So how do we put all this together? We must love our wives in a way that is sacrificial. We must be willing to give up our lives for our spouse, give up our preferences for our spouse, and we must also serve our spouse. This will not always be easy, but ultimately it will be beneficial. So on my next date night, when I take Kristen out for Chinese food and to watch a romance film, it might not be my idea of the best time ever, but at the end of the night, when my wife has had a wonderful evening and she feels loved, I know that I will also feel loved. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your Son and his example of love. Let us love like Christ and be willing to serve our spouses and sacrifice for our spouses. We want to bring glory to you and your name this year by loving God, by loving all people, and by loving our spouses. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.